Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Tuesday, May 16th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we've got some movie news, quite a bit of movie news and a little bit of TV stuff today. First up, Aquaman is filming, as we know. Man, can you believe it's been a couple weeks already?
I cannot believe that.
Okay, well, it is. It has been a couple weeks. I can believe it. But Ludi Lin has joined the cast of Aquaman, according to Deadline. He is most well known for playing the Black Power Ranger in Power Rangers movie. He is going to be playing Merc in Aquaman. And the Deadline article mentions that in the comics, Merc is the leader of the frontline army of Atlantis, known as the Men of War, and Aquaman's trusted ally. I hadn't remembered reading anything about Merc, so I don't remember if I just haven't read any of his stuff or he didn't make much of an impact. But he was created during Geoff Johns' run on Aquaman in 2013, so no surprise. This film is going to be heavily inspired by Geoff Johns' New 52 run on Aquaman.
Yeah, it's exciting to hear. I don't really know a ton about Merc or Ludi Lin, but it's just exciting that this movie is getting closer and closer, and seeing the army of Atlantis in this film, it's kind of basically means we're going to see that army, I don't think that was really a question beforehand, but it's cool to start kind of picturing this kind of stuff and try to imagine what it's going to look like, and then knowing that it's not going to look like that, and it's probably going to look cooler than something I can imagine.
Cooler than what you can imagine. I bet that's accurate. Probably, yeah. Cooler than what I can imagine too. So
that should be the tagline, yeah, of Aquaman.
It looks better than you think it would.
Exactly.
Perfect. Put that on a poster.
Yep. All right. Moving on to some other maybe movie news. Dwayne, I know him as The Rock Johnson, thinks that Armie Hammer potentially would make a great Shazam. He was doing an interview with We Got This Covered on YouTube, and they're just kind of talking to him about Black Adam and what he feels about the role and the character and why he's interested in it. And then asked if he knew anybody who would be good to play Shazam. And although he never says Armie Hammer's name, he does say some of these things. He says, he's a lot bigger than I thought. I'm not going to tell you his name, just going to say Lone Ranger, which that pretty much gives it away. But he said, I just remember meeting him and walking away and thinking, man, that guy would look great, I bet, as Shazam.
Do you think there's like a better compliment, right? than The Rock sizing you up? And then when you walk away, man, that guy could play a superhero.
Right. Not only could that guy play a superhero, he could play a superhero that I'm going to fight.
Yeah, opposite The Rock. That's saying something.
Yeah. But he did clarify, you know, he's one of a handful. This isn't like official or anything. It's honestly, I think he even said like he hasn't even talked to the studios about it at all. It's just in his mind, that's who he thinks would make a good Shazam.
Right. And, you know, normally we wouldn't talk about an actor saying, oh, I want another actor to play something, but this is The Rock. And he's going to be heavily involved in the development of both of these films, most likely. So yeah, he's totally, you can tell he's such a showman, and he's just putting this out there. He even says, I'm just going to put this out there to see what the fans have to say. And then he tweeted later, yeah, I think, glad to see people are excited about that. And he calls him Army, A-R-M-Y.
Yeah.
But called him
a big old boy.
Yeah, just autocorrect. Which Armie Hammer is—he's a big guy. I mean, he's 6'5". He's not Rock big, but he's 6'5". And if he bulks up a little bit, I think he would be a good choice for, you know, he's built like a superhero. He'd be one of my favorite choices for Shazam.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would be pretty happy if they cast him as Shazam.
Yeah, And also, he's promoting Baywatch, so he had an interview with Fandango, and he said, we have a really cool surprise for Black Adam that I can't reveal in terms of where we will see Black Adam being introduced. He sort of teased this before. Is there anything to draw from this, or is this just The Rock knowing how to market himself?
I mean, he definitely knows how to market himself, but I don't really draw too much from that. I think he said a bunch of times, we have a really cool surprise, or we have something you don't expect coming out. And he probably does, but I honestly don't know how to cut through his marketing and actually figure out what he's talking about. But if he says it's going to be cool, it's probably going to be cool.
Right. I mean, it could be a post-credit scene somewhere, or anything like that. Justice League or Aquaman. I was thinking, I just thought of this. I didn't think he would fit into Justice League at all.
Yeah.
But what if he is somehow involved with the history lesson in Justice League?
Oh.
If he's one of the people fighting.
That would be kind of cool. That'd be a cool way to introduce him.
That would be an awesome little treat. Just see the Rock there fighting with the Amazons and Atlanteans or whoever's fighting at the beginning. That would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see him eventually. He also said, you know, one fine day on a fight with Superman, which he's teased for years. It seems like that he wants to fight Superman. So hopefully we get to see it one day, but don't know when.
Yeah.
Just a quick, Warner Brothers has made some changes in the in their executives. So they promoted Courtney Valenti to Warner Brothers production president. So she's kind of second in command behind Toby Emmerich now in terms of on Warner Brothers studio. This is according to Variety. She's been with WB for about 30 years. And she's heavily involved with the Harry Potter franchise, including Fantastic Beasts. She's also worked with the Lego movies in the past and been developing on that. Don't know what her involvement. Obviously, she's going to have a big role going forward, but we don't know how big of a role she'll have. And Kevin McCormick has also been named Executive Vice President of Production, so he's underneath her.
Yeah. I don't really have much to add. That's just some little changes going on at Warner Brothers.
Other than the reminder that how important the DC movies are, like when you see King Arthur losing quite a bit of money. It's just a reminder of how important the DC films are to Warner Brothers.
Yep. Small note about Doug Liman, who is going to be directing Dark Universe. It won't be the next film he's doing because according to Patrick Ness on Twitter, he's going to start filming The Chaos Walking this summer. That's going to star Daisy Ridley, actually. Kind of looks cool, but that's beside the point. and he also has an Edge of Tomorrow sequel at some point, which could possibly come before Dark Universe as well.
Yeah, I would think Warner Brothers would want him to work on Dark Universe first, but you know, we just had those quotes from Lyman the other day, and I, you know, a lot of people were wondering maybe this will be coming soon, maybe he'll jump on this right away. Well, no, he's doing The Chaos Walking first, so it'll be a while before we hear more from Dark Universe unless they switch directors, which I don't think they will at this point, but just something to keep in note.
Yeah, and Dark Universe has always seemed to me like something that is farther down the road, and I'm okay with it being farther down the road. But so it doesn't really bum me out that it's not like going into production right now or anything.
Right. I think the only reason we talked about it is it was rumored as a potential another 2018 film.
But, right.
I don't think either of us were expecting it at this point.
No.
And then a quick TV note, Gotham and Lucifer will be changing time slots for next season, according to Entertainment Weekly. Gotham's actually going to be moving from Monday nights at 8 to Thursday nights at 8. And Lucifer will air, bump up from 9 p.m. on Mondays to 8 p.m. on Mondays.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.